So, in principle, I really agree with this, and it is absolutely necessary, I think. On the other hand, we're quite a ways along into everybody in Pacifica not doing that well financially, and as a result, we don't necessarily have the ability to whip people into doing this stuff on time. So I don't know. I mean, I would probably not be against voting for something like this, but I don't know that it would be more than a gesture. That's it.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna run through the stack unless people put a question to you, Adriana. And I would encourage people who are weighing in with things they don't like about the motion to think about changes they could propose to improve it instead of just being negative, because we have the opportunity to recommend changes. Next on the stack I have, was it Michael?
Yes,
Michael.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. I do support the general thrust of this motion. I think there are two things that are subsumed in it, and I think it would be useful to separate them. The first part of it deals with the actuals, the current financial situation that we need the quarterly reports on. The last part of it, which begins with the CFO shall send electronic files, the P&Os, and its unit budget drafts, is about the preparation of the succeeding budget. So I think the first thing to do would be to separate those into two separate motions so it's clear what each one is talking about. In relation to the one, the first part of it, which is about looking at the actuals and the quarterly reports about how we're doing financially in relation to the budget that has already been prepared and adopted, I think in relation to what Art Paul was just saying, I think we should specify that those reports should be generated from the accounting software that the Foundation uses to maintain its general ledger. And the reason I say that is because of exactly what Paul said, at many different stations, the financial documents we're getting are essentially Excel spreadsheets that bear no relationship to the actual finances of the station and are therefore subject to a tremendous amount of manipulation or error. And I think it's way past time that we correct that. So personally, I think that we need desperately a better general accounting software and membership system, both that are integrated, and I think it would behoove us to do the fundraising necessary to get that to use across the foundation. But whatever we have has to be the basis on which the financial is being generated, not by just Excel spreadsheets that somebody comes up with and fills in the data on. So I think that should be specified in the motion that the reports, the quarterly reports, or monthly reports if necessary. And I agree with Bill's specification of what the reports are that we want. It's not just, as it says in the bylaws, the actual income expenditures. We want to see the cash flow. We have to see the cash flow and the cash flow projections, et cetera, et cetera, you know, so all those things. And I think we need to see assets and liabilities at some point for the whole foundation. So I would support it with those corrections. In relation to the second part, which I think should be a separate motion, is to say about the preparation of the next year's budget, which, as I see, begins with the CFO shall send an electronic file of the P&Os and its unit's budget drafts to the NFC. So I think there needs to be more beef there in terms of what the general managers do in preparing the initial budget drafts, and I think one of the things that needs to be specified there is that we must see the assumptions being used to create that draft in terms of past practice and past results, essentially. We've gotten too many pie-in-the-sky budgets at this station, and we need to have a budget that is well-founded on whose assumptions can be demonstrated and spelled out, and then we can be assessed. So it's not just a question of the timing of any of these things, it's the content. The content has to be, of the budget reports, has to be based on the general ledger and the accounting software we use to produce the general ledger, maintain the general ledger, and the preparation documents for a future budget have to be based on well-specified assumptions. That's it.
Okay. I'm next on Stack, and then I'll be calling on Bill and continuing with the second round. I'll second the things other folks have said. I don't think it's a pointless motion. I think it's good to have a framework with clear timelines for local managers and local boards to work from, and with specifics about the types of documents they should be producing. Even if it's not practical at some stations, given their current staffing structures, it's good to be specific in our expectations. The one thing that concerns me is the 15-day timeline for local boards to turn around their quarterly reports. I think about my local board. We can only meet on weekends because we have some members that drive from our associate station, which is about 4.5 hours away. So evening meetings aren't practical for us. And on some days, that means, on some months rather, that means that the earliest earliest weekend we could review quarterly reports would be like, the 9th or 10th of the month, which would leave our business manager as little as 3 or 4 working days to actually generate those quarterly statements. And sometimes of year that might be possible. There's other times of year when there's other demands on her time, like preparation for the audit, or when they keep the books open for another reason. At the end of the calendar year, we wait for year-end donations that were postmarked before January 31st, but we keep the books open so we can put them in our member databases, December donations, even if the U.S. Postal Service doesn't get them to us until a few days into January. And that's so the confirmation statements we send out can be used for people's taxes, which generally means we're not able to close our books until the second week of January on the first quarter. So I would suggest making it a 30-day turnaround because the business managers have to generate these statements, get them to the boards with enough advance that members have time to look them over before the meeting, and then for the boards to act on them. So that would be my proposal on the final form of this motion. And Bill, you're next.
I'm sorry, point of information?
Yes, Serene?
What time are we adjourning? I thought it was 9:30. I need to go. I just need to know how long we're running.
If you want to move the orders of the day, that will force us to adjourn without a 2/3 vote.
No, I'm merely inquiring. What is the intended time of adjournment?
The adjournment time on our approved 6:30 p.m.
Okay. So
Pacific, which is 9:30 Eastern.
That's fine. You guys can keep going. I need to leave, so... good night, and carry on.
All right, have a good night.
Thanks.
Bill, you're next.
Okay, thank you. And I like what Michael said, and also what you said, Brian. I agree. I think one of the things we really need, we've been needing for a long time, and actually through several CFOs, is more complete financial reports. And I know I realize the holdup is, or Paul was saying, is frequently... it's hard to get it out of the stations, but we need... I guess I'll be glad to work with...
It's hard to get it out of the stations.
Yeah. I'll be glad to work with Adriana and Michael and Brian, and maybe we can suggest some wording changes before the next meeting, but I think we do need to clarify what we're asking for, because we need... And I agree with Michael in splitting it up, having one dealing with the budgets and another with the financial reports that we'd like to get quarterly, and we need... statement of operations or functional, expenses and revenue, or profit and losses, like as they say in for-profit institutions. We need those regularly. We also need cash flow, and there's two parts of cash flow. We need cash flow reports that show what's been paid, especially, not just accrued, so that we can keep up with things like are the central services paid or the bills paid, whatever. Not just accrued, and also the projections for the next several months, at least through the end of the fiscal year. I mean, it's really part of the budgets anyway, and some of the worksheets. So it'd be nice if those were updated at least on a quarterly basis. So I'd be glad to work on the wording of those things with Michael and Adriana and whoever else wants to help before the next meeting, just to clarify that.
May I make a suggestion, please?
Go ahead, John.
Sorry to interrupt, but I think including something from the previous discussion about the, how shall I say this, the normalization and regularization, if that's a word, of the software used throughout Pacifica so that we have the same language from every station. This is one of the projects that Raul and I discussed before his departure, and you know, I think there'll be 110% support here at the national office to get everyone on Great Plains, get the software updated so that the systems do synchronize, as they do very, very well when everybody's on the same platform, and we'll be able to everyone will be able to see, each business manager will be able to see all of the Pacifica accounts, and we'll be able to see all of the unit accounts, and have everyone be very transparent and very up-to-date on what they're doing. The idea of having some stations use an Excel spreadsheet for their accounting is simply unacceptable. We've got to regularize these things and get on the same platform in all stations so that, you know, we can have clean, up-to-date, and reproducible data, which we don't have right now. That's my, so if you can include that in your motion to support this kind of upgrade for stations and getting everybody on the same sheet, that would be really great. Thanks.
Okay, anything else for discussion on this?
Paul,
go ahead.
Yeah, regarding that last bit, yes. Having worked in various of these fields years ago, there was no such thing as, you know, you have different types of software. I mean, we did not have a place where some person worked with an old WordPerfect, some person worked with a newer Microsoft Word, some person worked with another one, you know. There used to be a lot of different word processors. You couldn't work like that. So you said, okay, everybody, we're going to, you know, WordPerfect in those days. And everybody had to have WordPerfect, had to be the same version, and then it works. You can share things.
Right.
One of the problems, however, is we've been told by the WBAI general manager that nobody at BAI can understand how to work Great Plains.
We'll get training for them, Paul.
That would be good. I don't know why training couldn't have happened before this, but okay, yeah. If that could work out, that'd be good. But I'm just letting you know that we've been told that there is a stumbling block there.
Of course, there always is a stumbling block, but we will overcome them. I promise you. I absolutely promise you that. That's the financial reporting structure of Pacifica is the Achilles heel that's killing us, and it has to be fixed before we can do anything else.
Okay.
Adriana?
On that funny note, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. Agree with all the other ideas, and I totally agree that we need obviously the same software, and everybody can work with the same information and will be totally total transparency. But I think that we cannot put all in the same bag. This is a very specific motion, and the idea of this motion is to make the people accountable to produce, basically the employees, to produce the information on time to the LSP and then the LSP to the PMB. That is the intention. I agree that we need all the other information, but for example, we use in KPFT, I was told that we use Great Plains, and we still not having that quarterly information about exactly the budget, the income and the expenditures. That's what I'm trying to say. My idea with this motion is obviously repeating what is in the bylaws, but the gist is there. I can tell the general manager or the CFO, when it's time to evaluate them, you have this obligation and you didn't do it. You know, that is the idea. Because that will make them do it. The LSB realize that it's their obligation to do it. All of us know that sometimes you you hear in the last PMB meeting some members talking about some of the stations that don't want to talk about this in a timely manner. It's not any way to convince the LSP that this is their obligation by the bylaws. The idea this will refresh that idea. Obviously, we need to change the dates because they are already old. But I believe that give a time frame to do what we are supposed to be doing. Then we will talk about all the rest. We can put all the other motions, I agree. But this, in my view, this is a must.
Okay. I'm going to recap here. The suggestions I've heard about revisions to this motion. Adriana has suggested that the dates in the first paragraph need to be updated. Michael has asked that it be split into two motions, one regarding budget preparation, the other regarding quarterly reports, for the sake of clarity. Michael has also asked that the language specify that reports produced for the local board should be generated by the software used to maintain the network's general ledger. Both Michael and Bill asked that the language specify that station-generated quarterly reports should include income statements, balance sheets, cash flow reports, and cash flow projections. Michael suggested that the budget portion of the motion should specify that budget drafts should include all assumptions used to arrive at the budget figures. And I suggested that the turnaround time on quarterly reports for local boards, not for staff, but for local boards, should increase from 15 to 30 days. I think unless there's great controversy on any of these points, and I don't think there is, I think the work that's left is kind of the wordsmithing, and that should happen between meetings. So I would suggest that the people who revise changes work on putting language to them and bring them back to our next meeting, and we take this back up then. Then we can propose language to the PNB when it takes the motion up. Is the body amenable to that?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I had dropped off the call. Did you arrive at a date to meet prior to the in-person meeting? Because that wasn't, well, anyway.
We're on the KPFTX calendar for the Tuesday immediately prior to the PNB meeting.
Okay, great, thanks.
Okay. That's what we'll do, folks. So everybody has homework now. The final motion on our agenda was one from Serene, which was regarding SCA income and how it's credited to the stations versus national office. She's not here to present it, so I'd feel uncomfortable taking it up in her absence. And also, I think it's something we can't assess without the draft national office budget in front of it, because it would obviously have a big impact on that budget. We would have to have a conversation about how to balance it out with an adjustment to the central services formula if the committee thought the principle of the motion was a good idea. So I'm going to recommend we wish you to take that up at our next meeting as well. But I would encourage you all to look it over in the meantime. And we all passed our adjournment time. So unless someone wants to propose extending for some other purpose, we will adjourn. Speak now or peace. All right, everybody. Good work. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Good night.
We're now adjourned.